Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
How are y'all doing tonight?
Woohoo!
Y'all ready for some praise and worship?
Amen.
See if we can wake ourselves up. Okay. You ready, Ricky?
I'm ready. Which one are we doing?
We're doing Give Me Oil in My Lamp.
That doesn't sound like Give Me Oil in My Lamp. That was wonderful.
Okay.
Sounded good.
We'll use that one on another song.
Yep. Okay, here we go.
Did I tell you I play with your keyboard? Because maybe that was it.
No, I had everything set up, and that would explain.
No, I of course I didn't play with your keyboard. Come on. I got my own over here. I would never do that.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Never. That I can remember the last 5-10 seconds. I know. There we go. What key are we in?
C.
Okay.
No, we're not.
That's not a C chord, though.
I don't find. There we go. I got it.
Keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me all in my lamp, I pray. Give me all in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna to the King. Give me all in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me all in my lamp, I pray. Give me all in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Hey,
Lord, sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. Came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you came to save us.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky,
Lord, I lift your name on high.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Ready? I'll find it, I promise. Give me a fill, I can write it. One more.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain, firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, 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 your love makes me sing. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All the joy that's growing deep inside of me. Every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes us sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes us
sing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing.
Go back to the beginning.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes
sing it again.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah. 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 Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah. 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 Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, 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 your love makes me sing.
Give the Lord a cheer.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Got one more.
All righty.
You in my life. with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength. You are my God. You are my God.
I will worship.
And I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength. You are my God. Oh, you are my God.
Amen. You can give the Lord a cheer.
Praise the Lord. You folks can be seated. You know, I think Cheryl mentioned something there at the beginning about, you know, being tired. And I have this recollection of something that was said earlier this week about how we had to let that firstborn die, right? We have to let that firstborn die. That secondborn may come forth because he's the one who inherits the promise. And that firstborn is this natural man. And I want you to understand a thing. Rick will know this well of me, and he'll remember it because I was his boss for a while, and I was kind of tough sometimes with the guys. and many people who knew me early on in the Lord knew that I didn't sleep a lot. I worked my butt off continuously. And we at Dog River, I mean, we worked our butts off at Dog River. I mean, we're out here, all of us out here right now. We used to do summer revivals. We'd work all day and then drive hour and a half to the place we were doing revival, do the revival, be in the after meeting, drive back, run the office again the next day, drive back down and do the same every night, all summer. And well, not quite all summer. We had a few breaks. Wasn't quite that bad, Charlie. I mean, it was a blessing, don't get me wrong. But it was rough. I mean, it was tough. And one of the things that came from that, and I remember times when I would be so exhausted when I would wake up. So exhausted. You ever been so exhausted that your body just physically is in extraordinary pain? I mean, your body is just in pain. It's so painful you can't even sleep anymore. It hurts so bad. And I remember waking up some mornings like that. And I'd prayed the night before because I was going to bed, and I knew I was going to bed late. And I'd pray the night before, and I'd say, Lord, quick. And I'd say, Lord, multiply my rest and make it abundantly sufficient for the work you've given to me tomorrow. And I can tell you, almost every day I woke up energetic. But on those days where I woke up like that, some of the absolute greatest days I ever had in my walk with Jesus began with me crawling from my bed into the bathroom, claiming the promise of the prayer I'd prayed the night before. And I'd climb into the bathtub, and I would turn on the water, and I would get in there, and I would be mad. Not mad at the fact that I only got an hour or 2 hours sleep the night before. Mad that the devil was robbing me and I wasn't getting what I had prayed for. And so I would get mad. I would get angry. I'd be in that bathtub and I would start getting seriously angry and I'd start praying. And I tell you what, I mean, I drink some pretty strong coffee nowadays, don't I, love? It's an espresso coffee. I came out of that bath like shot out of a cannon. Shot out of a cannon. Rick knows, Davey used to always tell us, I promise you, two things. One meal a day and a hard time. Anybody heard him say that? I'll tell you what, you guys, man, we're having like 3 meals a day. We went years with 1 meal a day. Years with 1 meal a day. And I remember I was working full time and I was helping your father get Dog River Business Solutions going afterwards and doing that at night. We'd have meetings and we were up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, every morning up again at six and going to work. And I used to, sometimes, get a little hungry. And I'd sometimes get a little cold because, you know, if you don't eat much and you live in a place like Vermont, you start getting cold because you don't have anything to burn anymore. And I get cold, and I would go, and I get hungry, and I would go, and every morning my breakfast was the Word of God. Every single morning, that was my breakfast. And on lunch, on those days I needed a lunch, I would go out in my office, and I would read the Word of God. And that was my lunch. And, you know, people go, well, gosh, that seems kind of crazy, or that seems kind of mean, or that seems kind of... you know, whatever people want to say, but I can tell you, folks, when the scripture says that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, I know that's true. Do you know that's true? Well, I mean, we say amen. We sing the song, you know, I will worship you with what? A little bit of my heart. I will worship you when I get around to it. I will worship you when I feel like it. And at all other times, I'll ignore you. Is that, I mean, wait a second, which one really resembles our life? Which one really resembles our life? And I say that to you folks because, look, the song said, more power, more love, more of who in my life? More of you in my life. Phil brought up a scripture, I think it was last night, you know, without me, referring to Jesus, I can do, you can do nothing. Davy's favorite song in revivals was always what? Learning to lean on who? When you're leaning on Jesus, who's getting the glory? Right, and what do you have to do to lean on Jesus? Humble yourself. You have to acknowledge, you know what? I need help. I need help. And you know what? That's what the Lord wants to hear. He knows you can't do anything without him. You think he's like waiting back, oh, I mean, I just can't wait till they finally can do it on their own. If that were the case, then why would he tell us that without him we can do nothing? So what is it that keeps us back from asking for help? Pride. You know, there's a new song Rick introduced this year, as I recall, not this conference, but over like the last year, and it's one about creating me a hunger, is it? Or stir up a hunger, stir up a hunger. You know that song? I kind of like it. Stir up a hunger. Well, amen, stir up a hunger. Any of you guys feel like, you know, you get in here and I'm tired, man. It's another Bible study. Whew. You know, Lord, how can I really worship the Lord tonight? You know what? I mean, this is where these need to become in your heart and mind fighting words. They need to become fighting words. That is not going to be my answer. My answer is going to be, yes, Lord. Amen, Lord. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengtheneth me, Lord. Amen. That has to be your answer. When you determine that that is your answer, no matter what it is that you've got to go up against, I'll tell you, whatever it is you're going up against, I wouldn't want to be it. I wouldn't want to be it because that thing's going down. It is going down and you are going to defeat it. But that kind of determination is what it requires. And I wanted to turn to Proverbs 2. Kind of goes through this a little bit. And there's a few different places in the scripture, and this is one of them, which kind of provides us a little roadmap. I like a roadmap. When I'm coming out here to Texas and like my wife falls asleep and the phone goes off, I'm like, oh my God, which way do I go? I kind of like that map. Oh, yeah, up here I turn right, I get off at exit, whatever, you know. It says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. My son, if thou wilt receive my words. Now, this is Solomon writing here, obviously, but this is inspired by the Holy Spirit. When you read this, when Richard or somebody comes up here and ministers to you, do you receive that word? Do you desire and hang on to it and keep it no matter what? Does it become, is it something that is precious to you? Now, just listen to our after meeting meetings. At how well we do this. Now, the beauty of the grace of God is that one remembers one thing, one remembers another, and if you stay with it, we actually are able to go over and recapture that which has already been lost. And it's a beautiful thing, and everybody gets to minister one to another. But I can tell you, you can remember it all yourself. I mean, Ann, you remember, look, when Davey used to go to meetings, we go to the after-hour meetings, how much of it would I remember? I used to remember almost all the meeting. Nothing special about me, folks, let me tell you. It's not because of anything about my background or anything, but I can tell you the reason why I remembered, because when we went into a meeting, I mean, I was looking forward to receiving some stuff, and I didn't want to miss any of it. So I paid attention, and I kept, and I remember I'd be praying as I'd be hearing the things. Uh-oh, help me, Lord. Not doing that. You know what I'm saying? As the things would be coming, I would be taking it and taking it and hiding it in me. Help me with that, Lord. Lord, help me to remember that. You follow what I'm saying? Because I wanted to keep that. I didn't want to lose that. You know, when you go out and you hear the meeting, they say, look, you know, go get in your closet. How many go out and get in their closet that day? Or how many go, yeah, I'll have to get in my closet. And then never do. Or by the time you do, you don't even remember what it was said that you wanted to get in your closet about. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, unfortunately, this is how we are by nature, folks. It is how we are by nature. But it says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. All right? Is your ear inclined unto wisdom? You might not even know, what does it mean to incline mine ear unto wisdom? Yeah, you may have all a different bunch of questions about it. Well, Lord, help me. I want to know what it is to incline mine ear unto wisdom. Incline mine ear unto wisdom, Lord. These are prayers. They're simple. The Bible is a template for a prayer life of getting more of everything you want of God in your life, if you will apply it. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. You're going to learn elsewhere in Proverbs that wisdom is Jesus. Okay, do you want to incline your ear unto Jesus? Do you want to hear? Remember Davey was talking about it, having our senses exercise. And he was talking about the five senses we have in the natural. And we have the five senses in the spirit. One of the senses in the spirit is hearing. So you incline your ear unto hearing that you can hear what the Lord is saying in your daily life. In your daily life, how many things do you lift up and seek to hear the answer? Because I can tell you, his answer, whether you're working at a plastics factory, whether you're working in a law office, whether you're working at a convenience store, his answer, the answer of wisdom, is there for you to receive so that you can walk in it and make manifest unto people what wisdom is. All right? So you want to draw on these things and apply thine heart to understanding. You know, we read and we talk about it that, you know, it's the Lord that gives, opens up the understanding, right? Do you pray and ask for him to open up your understanding? And are you then ready to receive that understanding when it means that you might have to let go of certain things? You follow what I'm saying? I mean, because there's a lot of times we pray, but we're really not ready to hear the answer because we already have decided what the answer should be. You ever have that problem? Children understand this because they don't want to ask their parents because they already know what the answer should be. But if they ask their parents might say something different. Like, can I have some gum that Miss Gail's offering? Do I really want to ask that question of mom and dad? Because the answer should be, of course, son, go have some gum that Miss Gail is offering. But if they say no, I don't like that answer. And we're the same way. We're the same way. So what you have to do, and this is again another part of humbling yourself and laying down your life, is that you have to actually desire the answer or the understanding more than your own way. And when you can get to the place where you're willing to do that, then you're free. You follow what I'm saying? Then you're free to do what God would have you do. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. Well, shoot, you figure most of us out here, we spend the better part of our lives either asleep or searching for silver, aren't we? That's the better part of our lives, going through those two things. Davey, I heard him today talking to Linda, I think it was, and he was talking about praying in tongues, and she was talking about praying in tongues, and I don't remember how long you said the longest you'd ever prayed in tongues was. He said, look, when you go on 6 or 12 hours, you know, come back and talk to me. He said, I went 3 days one time. And at the end of 3 days, what happened is the Lord spoke audibly and everybody in the neighborhood heard it. Some heard the words, others heard it as lightning or thunder, I should say, but everybody knew it was the voice of the Lord that had spoken. Searchest for her as, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. You remember when I was doing the work back there in the International Financial Services, and what you had basically in this thing, and taught me a number of things, but one of the things is if people think there's a pot of gold over here, I mean, you would be astonished at the lengths people will go, the money they will spend, the energy they will expend on seeking to get that pot of gold. It is an amazing thing. You get a sense of what it was like in, like, California in 1849 or something, or Johannesburg back in like the 1890s or whenever it was over there, when just people from all over the world were coming hoping to get their gold. But is that how important? Remember we said, with all my heart? On the first commandment, what is it? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, and all thy strength. Mirrors the song we were singing, except there we were talking about worshiping him. All. Well, if it's all, then this is what you're going to do. If it's not all, if it's not that important to you, why would you expect to get it? So it says, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Then, it's after you've done these other things, then you get this. And I can tell you, folks, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, I was talking this morning about how it's been 22 years for me to this point, I think. Yep, that's right, 22, almost 23 years now. And during that period of time, I know, yet no matter what I have received and walked in thus far, I know there is so much more. So much more than what I've ever experienced. And I believed that and known it. And the things I've gotten thus far, I mean, I'm very thankful for. And the experiences I've had, and I can tell you, I've had a lot of those experiences where you're just going forward, putting one foot in front of the other and seeking to press forward no matter what. And you don't really think that anything's being accomplished, but you just keep going, keep pressing forward. And One of the best examples for me was when I was running Dog River Business Solutions, because frankly, at that time, Dog River was really in Vermont, the principal means of ministry that was occurring in Vermont. And we weren't doing so well. And it was a really difficult time for me personally, and I know for Rick and Charlie and others who were involved in that time. But on the other hand, it was an amazing thing. One of the greatest rewards I ever got in the Lord was when he showed me to turn the business over to Rick and Charlie, to split it up and turn it over to him. What he told me is I had finished the work that he had given me to do there. And I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but that is, it made every difficult day seem like nothing. Absolutely nothing. After he said that. And I mean, it was hard for me to come down from that. That was like, I mean, that just carried me forward for years. Years. I mean, because it was just so astonishing. Because I finished there and I was wondering what in the heck I'd ever done. It wasn't like I was thinking, wow, I finally did it. I finally graduated. It was more like, what? I mean, are you kidding me? And yet, I see the fruit of that time. I see the fruit of that time in Rick's life and the business he has, and in Charlie's life and the business he has, and in their families. And it's a continuous source of blessing to me. And I know for Davey, a meeting like this week, is an even greater blessing to him. He's been out here 40-some-odd years. And to see this place full, and he knows that he sees people who he can call forth, and they will come up here and minister to you. He sees people like, who was it, Gail, the other day, going up to Phil and Brad asking for prayer the other night, and them praying for her. And immediately when she touched the door to the sanctuary here, she was healed instantaneously. You know, these are the types of things that is a great joy. Because Richard's never been in this for the fact of everybody to come see him and hear him and, you know, be awed by the power of God and everything like that working through him. He's always been here about you doing likewise. It's what it's all always been about. Freely have received, freely give, the exact same thing. And it's coming to pass. And it's coming to pass notwithstanding the fact that we really haven't done all that great in these things. The grace of the Lord has covered us. Think of what we can do. I mean, think of what we as a congregation and a people of God can do if we really get our mind set on Him. I mean, just think of it. There is nothing. I mean, the world will not have ever seen anything like what can happen. And that's the promise to us right now. So the Lord has brought us thus far, and He hasn't brought us thus far to cast us off. He's brought us thus far to propel us forward. Let us go forward in Him. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Get it.
Let's go.
Steve was talking a little earlier, and he just kept coming to me this song. It's yes, 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 Lord. That should be our answer.
Amen.
Yes, 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 Lord.
Okay.
Do you want to follow me? Yes, Lord. You want to serve me? Yes, Lord. You want to see me? Yes, 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 Lord.
Go for it.
I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down at the door of the Lord. Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Amen. Trading my sorrows. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord.
What are you trading?
Sorrows, sickness.
Speak it out.
I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. Laying it down for the joy of the Lord.
Amen. Lay it down. Come on. Lay it down. Trade it in tonight.
Amen.
Don't wait till tomorrow. It's here. Trade it in tonight. Sing.
I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm trading my sorrows.
Okay.
I'm trading my shame.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm laying it down for joy of the Lord.
Goes into the field and he sows his corn. and it comes up. First, the blade. Then the ear. Then the full ear in the corn. And then comes the time of harvest. And he goes out and he gathers it all in. Then comes the time of separation. The ears are removed from the stalks. And you have a huge pile of stalks. Then the husk is removed from the corn. And you have a large pile of husk. Still not done. Then you remove the corn from the ear. And you have this large pile of cobs. But then you have that which you want, the corn. That's what all the labor was for. The labor wasn't for the husk. It wasn't for the stalk. It wasn't for the cob. It was for the corn. Amen. All right, listen. You are the corn. Did anybody hear what I just said? You are the corn. The husks are out there. The cobs are out there. The stalks are out there. And men have gathered them into their buildings and say, oh, what great things we have. Look what we've accomplished. Look at the fullness we have. But it's just stalks. It's just husks. It's just cob. It's not the corn. You're the corn. God, I wish somebody could hear what I'm saying. You're the corn. You're the corn. You're the corn. God has called you to be the corn. He hasn't called you to be a husk. He hasn't called you to be a cob. He hasn't called you to be a bunch of nothing. He's called you to be the corn. He's called you to be his corn. That will go forth and produce more corn, more seed to be planted. And yes, there'll be more cobs and there'll be more husk and there'll be more of that other, but there'll be more corn. And you know the corn. You know the corn because they're dumb enough to travel 2,000 miles to be in the middle of a desert, sleeping in a tent to hear the word of God. You think a husk would do that? Do you think a cob would do it? Or a stalk? They all think you're crazy. You must be out of your mind. And some of you are nuts enough to want to live out here. You really got to be weird. But the corn
is the meat. And it's the life. And when it dies, hear me now, when it dies and gives up its life, it brings forth more abundantly. That's what it's all about. Steve mentioned how many years I've been preaching. I've seen a lot of husks in those years. I've seen a lot of stalks and cobs. But I wasn't after the husks. I could care less about the husks. I don't care about the cobs. It's the corn. It's the corn. Everybody say corn. It's the corn. Because it's the corn that will take the Word of God into itself and live. And then allow itself to die that others may live. It'll lay down its life that it may serve the one who gives it life, that others may have life. It's what it's all about. The singing is good. I'm sitting back there listening. I mean, that's good singing. That's really sounding pretty good. I don't think I've ever heard it sound that good in this ministry. It sounded pretty good. But you know what? It sounds better in heaven. And when you hear the angels of God singing it, Philip, you're back there in the back. You remember Alabama? You remember running away? Do you remember why you ran away? Do you remember that night we were just you and me and John Sexhauer and Francisco? I think that was all of us, wasn't it? We're in the tent singing. What'd you hear in that tent that night? You heard the angels of God singing. I heard it too. And John heard it. And Francisco heard it. And we didn't know the other people heard it. We just all thought we were hearing it ourselves, didn't we? And you thought you had gone nuts or something weird was happening, and you took off like a scared rabbit, didn't you? But it sounded like there were 10,000 angels singing out there. And it was after I had said, there's not an empty seat in this tent. For God promised me every seat would be filled. And they were. And old Philip heard those angels singing, and then he was gone that night. And I remember the rest of us, Francisco came up to me, bro. Did you hear that tonight? I said, hear what? You know, bro. You mean the angels? And it was like, yeah. I said, yeah, I heard him. He's, Praise the Lord. And then John comes along. Did you hear that? Hear what? It sounded like people were singing. I said, oh, yeah, a bunch. And he said, wow, I thought I was going nuts. I said, John, you're already nuts. You don't have to worry about going there. But Philip and myself and Francisco and John, we all heard the angels of the Lord. And a lot of people missed out on that. But you know what? We're at this meeting this week. And you're the corn. Because you're here. It's taken 40 years to beat off the husks and the cobs and the shucks, whatever else there is that you beat off. The silk, the cobs. I said cobs already, didn't I? Stalks. That'll work. And now we got some corn. And now it's time to plant this corn. Amen? No, we're not talking about Kool-Aid. Before somebody thinks we're some kind of weird cult. We may be a cult, but we're not a weird cult. A cult, by the way, is anybody that follows the teachings of a particular group or person. I happen to follow the teachings of Jesus and the Apostle Paul. That makes me a cult, so be it. It doesn't bother me. Puts me in a good group. So this week, the rest of this week, let's lay it all down. Tonight I hope you've laid down pain, sickness, shame, what? Sorrow. I'm not good enough. We know you're not, so don't worry about it. God is good enough. I'm more than good enough. He's greater than anything you are. He's greater than any bad you are. He can handle it. You hear me? He can handle it. And I'm not going to say, okay. I'm telling you, he can handle it. Amen. Just do it. Just receive it. Because when you leave here, I want to see that old man planted. And I want to see the new man going forth in love and power and might, giving out that thing which God has given you. Because it's not going to be about you anymore. It's going to be about Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Not me. Amen?
Amen.
All right. What are you going to play for me? Same song?
That would be great. That's, you could do good. That. Is that what you like?
That's it. Do it
all
again.
All right. We'll do that again. That was not the one, but we'll do that one. No, it's unfortunately not. We'll have to get copies of that one.
Can you find a BT thing?
Can I find it? Just play it. We'll find a BT thing later.
Joy of the Lord. I'm dreaming.
yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Amen.
Y'all play them some songs.
God, praise God.
to cheer. Praise you, Jesus. I've been redeemed. Give seed.
I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Sins are washed away. I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Filled with the Holy Ghost, I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Filled with the Holy Ghost, I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed.
Get all excited.
Get all excited and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. Get all excited and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings.
One more time.
Get all excited and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings.
Be strong,
for the Lord our God is with thee. I am not afraid,
no way.
I am not dismayed,
no way.
Cause I'm walking in faith
and victory.
We're gonna walk in faith and victory.
For the Lord
our God is with thee.
Be strong,
for the Lord thy God is with thee.
Be bold,
or be strong,
for the Lord thy God is with thee.
I am not afraid,
no way.
I am not dismayed,
no way.
Cause I'm walking in faith and victory.
We're gonna walk
in faith
and victory. For the Lord
thy God is with thee.
Sing it again.
Be bold.
Be strong.
Be strong.
For the Lord
thy God is with thee.
Be bold.
Be strong. Be strong.
For the Lord thy God is with thee.
I am not afraid.
No way.
I am not dismayed.
No way.
Cause I'm walking in faith
and victory.
We're gonna walk in faith
and victory.
For the Lord thy God is with thee.
Yeah. name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm glad to be corn.
Amen.
All right, folks. Well, what's that?
Been corny
for years. Finally, something worthwhile. Praise. I heard him. Praise God, folks. We'll be heading over to the, for folks who want to hang out and fellowship and talk about what we got out of tonight's meeting, be over in the camp kitchen. May the Lord bless you, folks.